Canada's top tech expert turns geek speak into street speak. Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman on News Talk Radio, CJAD 800.
Hey everyone, welcome to Tech Talk on this first weekend of April. Hope you're all doing great out there in Radio Land, or perhaps you're tuning in via iHeartRadio. You're online, like on the web or using the app, or maybe a smart speaker. Either way, welcome to the show that breaks down geek speak into street speak, as the announcer just said. If you need to look up anything I talk about in this show or something my guests say, I haven't done my job to help demystify technology as much as I aim to celebrate it. All right, speaking of my guests, I do have a few to introduce you to this hour. That's after this first block, though, because first, I'm going to start the show chatting about spring-related tech that I showed on CTV and CP24 Breakfast this past week. So I'll get to that first, and that includes a robotic lawnmower and a smart air purifier, and I'll discuss what that means and a lot more. So that's coming up in a couple of moments. Back to my guests. In about 15 minutes from now, we're going to chat about the retro craze on social media with Billy Luong from Fujifilm. It's not just flip phones that are trendy and vinyl, but film cameras, or at least digital cameras with filters that look like retro photos, and of course apps as well to make it look like a 70s Polaroid or a sepia tone or black and white photo. Very trendy. On the back half of Tech Talk, we're going to be joined by Codum, a real estate development company based in Montreal. We're going to catch up with the president, Benjamin Sternthal, to talk about how technology may help reduce water damage in a home this spring. And finally, Zoho will be my guest this hour. They're a company that has some awesome software that helps you stay productive, but without breaking the bank. In fact, Zoho has more than 50 different apps to use. Many of them are free. All of this and more on Tech Talk, powered by Epson Canada and its Epson EcoTank all-in-one printers, which I'll tell you more about in a few minutes from now. But let's officially kick off this week's show with a look at some springtime tech. All right, so as I mentioned earlier, I had a lot of fun on TV last week talking about spring tech. So spring officially kicked off on March the 20th, even though it may not feel like spring based on where you're hearing the show, but I think for much of the country, it still feels like tail end of winter. But hey, it's nice to be optimistic and look forward to some gear that you could take advantage of to help welcome in the new season, as well as some games and an app and all that. So I wanted to share this with you. If you want to jot any of this down, grab a pen, grab your phone if you're not driving. And if you have any questions about any of these, you can always hit me up on social media. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, and TikTok, actually. So it's Mark Saltzman, MarkSaltzman. All right, first up, how about something for the home and something on the go this spring? At home, air purifiers are always a popular purchase around springtime, and now they're part of your smart home. The 3M Filtrete Smart Air Purifier, as the name suggests, is very smart. So first of all, it continuously monitors and improves air quality thanks to its laser-based sensor that reads particles in the air, like pollen, pet dander, dust, smoke, bacteria and viruses, and it has replaceable HEPA filters as well. But what's cool is the auto mode, so it automatically adjusts fan speed based on the air quality, and there's a display on top of the air purifier or through the app that shows you information, you know, what's going on. Or if you've got that app, you can control the air purifier by tapping a few things within the app, or use your voice through a compatible smart speaker. You can say something like, ask Filtrete for the air quality, or do I need to replace the air filters? That kind of thing. There are a couple of different models based on room size, medium and large, and the prices start at $349. Next up, for some tech when you're on the go, springtime, of course, means travel for many, and there's an inexpensive way to send and spend money. It's the Wise app and card, which gives you access to your universal account. With the app, for example, I can send money to my three traveling kids who are all finishing up with school and they want to travel for the summer. I can send them money in more than 50 currencies in over 70 countries for a tiny and transparent fee. In some cases, it's as fast as 20 seconds. seconds for the money transfer to go through. So certainly different than when I was in Europe when I was younger and having to pay through the nose for the dollar exchange and service fees and all that. Plus, you can now accept money through the app or use the debit card in more than 170 countries with no hidden fees, something banks are often known for. You can go to Wise.com to learn more about the Wise app and card. It was formerly TransferWise, by the way, if you remember that brand, but they've simplified it just down to Wise. And someone from Wise is going to be my guest next weekend on the show, as they really do have a cool offering that can save you some cash. All right, heading back to the home, I've got a pair of high-tech lawnmowers. Yep, tech has changed every industry, and lawnmowers are no exception. As a journalist, I've been writing about Husqvarna's automowers for years. These are robots that cut your grass for you. And now, for the first time in this country, the first boundary wire-free solution with the Automower 450X ePose. So you don't need to install a physical wire anymore, under or on the lawn. You used to have it professionally installed around the perimeter of the lawn. Instead, it now uses precise GPS satellite connectivity to cut your grass, stay on your property. It can handle slopes and navigate around obstacles automatically. It'll drive itself back to the base to charge up if it detects it's running low, and then will continue on with its job. And it's super quiet. So it's only 58 decibels, which means you can have it run late at night or early in the morning without bothering your neighbors. In fact, 58 decibels is about the volume of a conversation with somebody. Through the Husqvarna app, you can set schedules and patterns like a crosshatch design, which is like a baseball field, and a lot more. So it's the Husqvarna Automower 450X ePose, that's E-P-O-S, and it's $6,500. Another solution is if you have a larger property and you need a riding mower. Ryobi has a new 80-volt HP lithium zero-turn riding mower family. There are different sizes, but the family as a whole are these new rideable mowers that do not take gas, which can be noisy, smelly, it causes emissions, and can be quite costly, not just in the price of gas and the inconvenience of having to run out and get gas, but there's also less maintenance issues with an electric mower and super quiet, as I mentioned. You could ride this thing early in the day or late at night and not bother anybody. So instead of gas, these mowers are packed with these suitcase size 100 lithium ion cells, providing the power that you need to do your job. Plus, you can extend runtime by inserting any Ryobi 40-volt battery that are popular with over 85 different Ryobi tools. For example, I have a Ryobi leaf blower that takes that exact 40-volt battery that also snaps into the Ryobi 80-volt mower to extend your performance. And instead of it being complicated to drive, Ryobi has an exclusive iDrive system, as it's called, which uses a convenient one-handed joystick steering control. So literally one hand, you can hold a coffee or something else in another. Very easy to drive. There's an app to get more info and an LCD screen and other bells and whistles. Again, that's the Ryobi 80-volt HP lithium zero-turn riding mower. Prices start at $89.98 for the 42-inch model. All right, let's end off on some fun and games in time for the spring. It wouldn't be the start of spring without another edition of MLB The Show for PS4, PlayStation 5, and other platforms. And this new version, MLB The Show 23, is as fun as it looks. You got to check out the graphics on YouTube. So as you know, you step up to the plate as or against your favorite baseball team, or you can create your own. There's a ton of modes, including cross-platform multiplayer support. So you could be on PlayStation 5, for example, but play against your cousin who's on a Nintendo Switch or an Xbox game system, and so on. There's a new storylines mode with some legendary players and a lot more. Prices start at $79 for that. And speaking of PlayStation, the PSVR 2 just launched, the most advanced virtual reality headset with 4K OLED screens. There's eye tracking and head tracking, 3D audio, haptic feedback. So it's not just the controllers, but the headset slightly vibrates based on the games that you're playing as well, including some awesome launch titles like Horizon Call of the Mountain. Super fun, easy to pick up, impossible to put down. PSVR 2 is now available, and it plugs into the PS5, by the way, with a single cable connection. The cost is $749 for that, but there are some bundles with the game as well. And then finally, for work or play, if you're looking for an ultra-portable laptop this spring to bring from, say, home to a coffee shop, then to the office or the airport, the ASUS ZenBook 14X OLED is super thin and light. It rocks a 13th gen Intel Core i7 processor, long-lasting battery, and I love the virtually borderless Nano Edge touchscreen. Again, so it's an OLED display, which is absolutely stunning. If you haven't seen one on a TV, they're now packed into some of these laptops. And I love the Harman Kardon speakers when you're streaming TV shows or playing games, including support for Dolby Atmos as well. And when you need to get some work done, not only is there a huge trackpad, but it also doubles as a number pad. So you press a little button in the corner and it illuminates a virtual number pad. So you can get some work done on that without requiring a physical number pad separately, which can make the laptop body wider than you need it to. Prices start at $799 for the ASUS ZenBook 14X OLED. So as you can see, a few great examples of some gear, apps, and games just to help welcome in the new spring season. If you want to see any of these in action, again, I'm on social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, and TikTok. It's Mark Saltzman, MarkSaltzman. This show, Tech Talk, is powered by Epson EcoTank printers and EcoTank Pro printers for those who need a bit more of a professional job, even if they work from home. Each of these EcoTank printers, which are really all-in-ones, as they're also scanners and copiers, they do not take cartridges. Instead, they have supersized ink tank, which include enough ink to print thousands and thousands of pages. But I want to be specific about something. Out of the box, these multifunction printers ship with up to 2 years worth of ink. That's up to 6,500 black pages or up to 5,200 color pages. And when it's time to buy more ink, they're in inexpensive bottles instead of pricey cartridges, saving you up to 80%. EcoTank printers work wirelessly with all your devices and even your voice with a smart speaker. You can print graph paper or lined paper or puzzles for the kids. Really great stuff. Check out Epson EcoTank and Epson EcoTank Pro printers in store now or at epson.ca. All right, when we return on Tech Talk, we're going to catch up with Billy Luong from Fujifilm. You may recognize him or his voice as one of the Fuji guys on YouTube. They have a lot of fun demystifying photography and chatting about camera trends, what to look for if you're shopping for a new camera, whether you're a novice or a professional or something in between. And we're going to talk about the retro craze, what's happening on TikTok and other social media platforms, what gear you may want for it, and so forth. You are listening to Tech Talk. I'm your host, Mark Saltzman. Thanks for tuning in. Stick with us. We're going to chat with Fujifilm when we return right after this short break.
Canada's top tech expert. Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman on News Talk Radio, CJAD 800.
Retro is always hot, I'd argue, but I've never seen it so popular as it is now, at least in the tech world. Not sure about fashion, but hey, whether it's teenagers rocking flip phones again, which is part of fashion, I guess. Vinyl has outsold music CDs by almost 3-1. So far this year. And film cameras, or at least retro filters for digital cameras, are also trendy. I think Fujifilm knows a thing or two about this craze. And so here to chat with us is an old friend of the program, Billy Luong from Fujifilm, who's also one of the Fuji guys on YouTube. Good to chat with you again, Billy. How you doing?
I'm great. Thanks, Mark, for having me today.
So, hey, before we talk about the retro craze, tell us a bit about Fujifilm at a high level.
Yeah, founded back in 1935, Fujifilm has been one of the major manufacturers of like photographic film and an early innovator in the consumer compact camera market. You know, today we use, you know, leading edge tech to provide top quality products and services. You know, and our aim is to really help and enhance the quality of life of people worldwide.
And when you talk about the compact cameras, just to be clear, Billy, we're not talking about point and shoots anymore. These are instead of an SLR, like which are typically a larger professional grade camera that you would wear around your neck on a lanyard. These are mirrorless cameras that offer comparable quality.
Yes, compact cameras nowadays are considered to be mirrorless cameras and have the ability to interchange different lenses to suit the needs.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. So I think a lot of our listeners know about that when it comes to Fujifilm, but maybe it would be fun to ask you what is something that people may not know about Fujifilm.
Yeah, we produced like the world's first true digital camera back in 1988. Oh, and it was called the DS1P, and it stored images on a, you know, removable memory card, which is a norm today. Of course, a maximum of 10 images could only be taken before that card was completely full.
That's awesome. I didn't know that Fujifilm made the very first digital camera, and that was like years, if not decades, before it really took off with the mainstream. Amazing. All right, so retro. As I said off the top, Billy, it always seems to be hot. But it seems like it's really blown up on social media. I mentioned TikTok earlier. What's going on here?
Yeah, I think we have customers that live purely in the digital age and really hasn't experienced what, you know, maybe you and I have grown up to with regards to things like one-time use film cameras to even the analog experience of, you know, listening to a record player, mm-hmm. right? Versus MP3s.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Got three kids, 20, 20, and 18, and they didn't have vinyl or film cameras. So, you know, I remember borrowing a Fujifilm camera that where it wasn't film, but the photo would come right out of the camera or those portable printers and all that. And my daughter thought that was just so cool. You know, it's novel for her, but for me, it's kind of like kitschy because it's old school, but kind of neat for kids to have something physical to hold on to, right? In a digital world. I think that's fair.
Speaking of retro, Fujifilm has experienced double digit growth in one-time use cameras, you know, year to year. And I think it's this resurgent back into film photography because no one has experienced film, right? It's all they lived in a digital world. Research shows that Gen Z, they are curious about how film cameras work and they have a higher interest, you know, even compared to millennials. One thing great about Fujifilm is that we have Fujifilm Print Life that is producing this great service, film development service that makes it easy for customers to actually shoot with analog film and get the developments done. And it's easy and it's online.
And so Fujifilm's cameras do have filters that replicate that film look. Is that one of the things you're finding now?
Yeah, you know, thanks to our film heritage, you know, Fujifilm cameras offer over like 17 built-in film simulation modes, including my favorites like classic chrome and nostalgic negative, which was based on, you know, a certain film back in the days. And this is available with in-camera adjustments that allow you to make, you know, a particular film simulation your own by adjusting parameters like simulated film grains in the image, making them, you know, further unique to everyone else. You know, unlike filters where it's kind of just applied and that's it, film simulation really replicates the look of actual film that was produced back in the days.
Very cool. Is it easy to apply those filters? Do you do it before the picture is taken or you do it afterwards?
Yeah, film simulation, you know, can be selected within the camera's menu. Like you can easily access it through the Q menu to jump between the different modes. This is on the fly as you shoot. Or if you're shooting raw, Mark, you can use and apply film simulations afterwards, right? So you're not stuck to one look. Or you can even edit those raw files through photo editing software such as Adobe Lightroom or even right. Capture One.
And what Fujifilm camera would you recommend? I think it's the Fujifilm X100V that's doing really well right now.
Yeah, the Fujifilm X100V has, you know, become highly popular on social and is being, you know, aptly referred to as TikTok's, you know, favorite camera for its analog styling and the ability to produce a film-like look to the images, you know, that are straight out of camera. Like, here's some really cool stats. Like, hashtag X100V has garnered over 60 million views on TikTok. Well, you know, our brand, Fujifilm, the hashtag has over, you know, 490 views, which is, you know, crazy.
Oh, wow. This is like a higher end compact camera that you were talking about earlier, like a mirrorless DSLR equivalent, interchangeable lenses as well, or is this a fixed lens?
The X100V is a fixed lens, and okay. It just has that nostalgic look, you know, with analog dials and obviously offers, you know, great film simulation so that people can experience sort of what a film camera is like without the cost associated with shooting with film, right?
Okay. Yeah, cool.
The great news is all Fujifilm mirrorless cameras offers film simulation mode. So all of our customers can experience this feature and decide on a model that really fits their style or budget.
We are chatting with Billy Luong from Fujifilm. He's also one of the Fuji guys on YouTube. We're talking about the retro craze, whether it's music or flip phones or getting that film-like camera effect on your photos and videos that you're posting to social media, especially on TikTok. We've been chatting about the Fujifilm X100V, which is a premium fixed lens compact camera. I know there are some less expensive options as well.
Yes, Mark. Our cameras are competitively priced and we do offer different models, different price points that offers class-leading features, you know, while providing great value. So we do encourage our customers to visit our website at fujifilm-x.com to see different models we offer and to find the nearest retailers that they can check one out in person.
I was touching on earlier the instant cameras and the portable printers. Does Fujifilm still offer those too?
Yeah, Fujifilm Instax offers a wide range of products from point and shoots to hybrid models and even smartphone printers. You know, people love Instax because the real film prints and, you know, there's just something magical about seeing photos develop before your eyes.
Yeah. And I remember my daughter putting these up in her locker around her bedroom mirror. Again, her and her friends having fun with something physical out of something digital. It's old as new again, which is awesome. And then finally, Billy, you mentioned a website earlier. Is there one place to go to check out pricing, see photos or videos of these cameras in action to get more info and all that?
Yeah. For Fujifilm Instax products, customers can learn more about them at instaxcanada.ca.
Instaxcanada.ca. Always great to chat with you, Billy. I hope you have a great spring.
Thanks for having me, Mark.
Speaking of retro, I've got a couple of those vintage arcade machines in my basement. Well, they're not the authentic ones from the 80s like Galaga or Ms. Pac-Man. Yep. There's Pac-Man right there, but they're knockoffs. You know, they've done a really good job. Companies like Arcade 1-Up and At Games, iArcade. There's a few different companies that make them. Sometimes it's a bunch of games in one cabinet. Other times it's only a couple of games in one stand-up coin-op unit. And no, they don't take quarters anymore. That's the good thing. But yeah, Galaga is certainly my favorite. So I have a lot of fun. My friends do as well. There's some good sales from time to time. But yeah, pinball games can be an expensive hobby if you collect those. But I digress. Before we continue on with this show, I do want to remind our listeners that while we often talk about new gadgets on this program, it's important to properly recycle your old tech, your end-of-life electronics, and it's never been easier to do it. Simply visit recyclemyelectronics.ca, type in your postal code or your address, and you'll find one of many drop-off locations near you. It could be a retailer, a community center, a school, and so on, and there's no cost to drop it off. By responsibly recycling your end-of-life electronics, you're keeping them out of the waste stream, and you're helping to recover and recycle valuable resources, which can then be put back into manufacturing. When it comes to your devices, the future is literally in your hands. That website, again, is recyclemyelectronics.ca. Oh, and if you forget to remove all your personal information from a phone or tablet or computer, they take care of all that for you. Hey, if you're listening to Tech Talk on 580 CFRA in the lovely Ottawa area, then you might have seen me on CTV Ottawa with Leanne Cusack last week. It was on Wednesday, talking about proper recycling of your old tech, leveraging services like Kijiji and Facebook Marketplace to sell your tech while you're spring cleaning and putting some cash in your pocket at the same time, how to donate your tech, or turning your old devices like an old phone or tablet you don't need into something new, like a video surveillance camera. That's all in that video. If you want to see it, you can just go to the CTV Ottawa website and search for Spring Tech. When we return on Tech Talk, we chat with Codum, a Montreal area real estate developer, and we'll chat about ways that tech can help you waterproof your home. Devices that can detect any water issues in your home to save you some money and give you some peace of mind. We'll be right back.
Whether you're shopping around or looking for the on button, he can help. Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman on News Talk Radio, CJAD 800.
I know many Canadians can relate to this. During a major rainstorm in Toronto this past week, we had some water damage in our home. It was an issue with a scupper connected to our roof. So frustrating. And so I'm particularly interested in chatting with our next guest on how technology may be able to help reduce water damage in your home. We're joined by Benjamin Sternthal, president of Codum Developments, based in beautiful Montreal. Welcome, Benjamin. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Before we talk about how tech can prevent water damage in the home, please tell us about Codum for our listeners, K-O-D-E-M, and what the company's all about.
Well, Codum's a real estate development company. We specialize in the development management of institutional, leisure resort, hospitality, commercial, industrial, and residential projects.
Okay.
Our art of development basically is about placemaking. We transform urban spaces into meaningful places. We do this with logic and magic. We're very technical. We're very creative.
With magic. I like that. So you are in residential real estate as well as commercial and industrial and other sectors.
Absolutely. We're developing right now over 1,000 units in the Quebec marketplace.
Oh, great. I was going to ask you where your projects are. This is a national show, so I was curious.
Yeah, our projects are mostly in the Quebec region, Montreal, Montreal, West Island, Tremblant. We do international as well.
All right. So a couple of weeks ago, Benjamin, on the phone, we chatted about water damage often being the biggest culprit when it comes to home insurance claims. What are we talking about specifically? Or is it like what I just experienced where it was raining and there's a leak or burst pipes? Like what happens to residences?
It's horrific. I mean, a part of our business is water remediation, water damage remediation. I mean, we were the guys called in for major floods in major buildings to restore these buildings. Mm. Here's how the story goes. You come home from a party or Christmas Eve, dinner, a weekend away. You walk through your front hall and stuff feels humid. You look up and your ceiling is hanging and there's water dripping and pieces falling off. You then step onto your hardwood floor and you slitch. Then you start panicking and you realize what happened. You have a flood in your house. If you're smart and really know what you're doing, you're going to phone a drying company to immediately vacuum out the water, pump out the water, dry your house completely. Mm-hmm. Most people come home and they don't know what to do. They try taking out their normal vacuum cleaner, which blows because it's not meant for water. They leave it, the water in their homes or buildings for a couple of days. That results in mold behind walls, under floors. You usually wake up the next day and it sinks in into the extent of the damage and the cost of the damage. You realize it's not just about getting rid of the water, but there's serious stuff wrong in the house. You then phone your insurance company. You start realizing that your coverage may or may not be complete, that your insurer isn't exactly there to just write you a blank check. And that becomes a whole fight to negotiate a proper settlement to be able to restore your house. And if you're lucky, 6 months later, your life goes back to normal. Most of the time, I'd say it could be more than that to restore your house. Most of the time, you're short money in restoring your house. And that's the typical scene of water damage every time we've walked into a house or building.
Wow. And especially with these tougher economic times, that's the last thing we need is to have to spend money unnecessarily on this kind of stuff. Because I know the insurance companies fight back. I've been there. So you brought up really good points here, Benjamin. So with that in mind, how can Canadian homeowners use technology to reduce the odds of water damage?
So I think there's two things that everyone should be thinking about. One just has to do with properly managing an asset you have, and it's called preventative maintenance. So it's verifying your plumbing installations, your speedways, your plumbing fixtures, your hot water tank in extreme cold, even though Hydro-Québec doesn't want you to use heat in extreme cold because there's a shortage of electricity. The reality is you want to be heating your house at the same temperature that you normally would to give your house the best chance of not having a frozen pipe. So that's the one thing that should just be automatic to every homeowner. Now, the second level is water detection systems. There's two types. There's non-automated systems and there's automated systems. Non-automated systems are basically installing sensors in your house, which sound an alarm. They may link to your smartphone or another device. Automated are truly amazing.
Yes, I'd love a deeper dive on the automated systems, Benjamin. This is a tech show, so love to focus on that. But first, what about my situation, Benjamin, where the roof, well, there's obviously an issue with the roof and that, and there was a rainstorm. That also falls under the preventative maintenance umbrella, I guess. Pardon the pun, umbrella. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, your roof's life expectancy are anywhere from 10 to 20 years, depending on the type of shingles and membrane you have. And as part of a homeowner, every year you should be looking at your exterior envelope. You should be looking at your roof, your window sills, your caulking around your windows, especially at groundwater. If you have any windows at grade, you want to make sure there's no accumulation of water against those, because for sure, water can penetrate the exterior envelope into your house, causing incredible damage. Sometimes it's hidden damage. It's behind the walls. And you don't see it for 3 or 4 years till it surfaces.
Yeah. And water can get into the tiniest of cracks, obviously. So it's really frustrating.
Yeah. And the real issue with that is water, which doesn't dry, results in mold within 2 days. So if your exterior envelope is leaking and water's getting into your roof or getting into your walls through non-sealed window connections, you probably have mold in your walls. And that's not a good thing. That's not a healthy thing to be living with.
We are chatting with Benjamin Sternthal, president of Codem, a real estate development company based in Montreal. We're chatting about how water damage can be often the number one insurance claim in Canada among homeowners, but technology may be able to help. And sorry, Benjamin, I cut you off earlier. You were about to talk about some tech that can help a homeowner.
Yeah, the industry's changed amazingly in the past, I'd say, 7 or 8 years. There's a whole bunch of water detection systems now available on the market, which 7 years ago were probably not reliable. There's two types. There's non-automated and automated. Non-automated is basically sensors in your house, which would sound an alarm, which could be linked to your smartphone. But that's all they do. They just warn you that there's water. And then there's automated systems. Now, these are amazing. They consist of electronic valves on your water entrance, which has a flow valve, which it detects basically the flow of water. Water sensors throughout your house, so under every sink, toilet, dishwasher, motion detectors, which will turn off your main water supply if there's no motion after 12 hours. So you go away for the weekend, your water gets turned off automatically. There's also switches which you can integrate your alarm panel to that electronic valve to turn off the water. And all these systems link to a smartphone. The basic concept is, you know, with a flow valve, if water flows for more than 45 minutes, it'll turn off the main water entrance. If with the water sensors, if the water sensor picks up water around a toilet, which overflowed, it'll turn off the water supply so that toilet doesn't keep flowing. Motion detectors and alarm integration, the idea is when you go away on vacation, or if you go away for the weekend, your water is turned off after a 12 to call it 24 hour period of time, whatever you set it by. So what's beautiful about automated systems is if there is water detected, your water is turned off. It doesn't just send you an alarm. It actually turns off your water. It stops the problem right away. So a flood, which or water flowing for 5-6 hours, which will destroy your house, all of a sudden here, water is flowing for a maximum of 10 seconds if it's detected on a sensor on the floor, or anywhere from whatever you set your flow valve to, anywhere from 15 minutes to an hour, depending on what adjustment you put on your flow valve.
Very cool. So you mentioned, Benjamin, on the low end for about $50, you can get those little water sensors like the D-Link family. And then it has like a little tail. And if it senses moisture, it notifies you on an app or with a loud decibel alarm that there's something wrong. Or if you have a smart speaker, it'll announce it. But often it could be too late, especially if you're not at home. But then on the higher end, there are those automated systems. I know when we were on the phone a few weeks ago, I mentioned the Flow by Moen solution, which is about $700, and it can detect flow, temperature, and pressure in your pipes and automatically shut off the water connection to your home if it detects an issue and notify you. So you're obviously more in favor of those. And speaking of insurance, you may even get a discount, I think up to 10%. So you obviously are more in favor of the automated systems, it sounds. So how does Kodum fit into all of this?
Well, over the past 7 years, we've been working with primarily two manufacturers of two systems in debugging their systems, improving them, giving them a whole bunch of design ideas of features to be added to their systems, testing them. I basically use my house as a laboratory on all this stuff. And it's become the standard on all our projects. At the minimum, we put in the base infrastructure where someone can buy the system and really plug and play, install it. At the maximum, we install the full version of these systems on our projects. So really, we became the testing center for companies getting into the field of water detection. And we've taken their product and we've improved it to a level where we're confident to put it into our projects.
Awesome. So thank you for the great tips on preventing or at least reducing the odds of water damage and how technology can help. Finally, what's the best website to learn more about Kodum?
Kodum.ca.
All right. So it's Kodum.ca. Benjamin, great to chat with you. Thanks so much. Very informative.
Thank you for having us.
We'll be right back with more Tech Talk.
Get the most out of your gadgets. Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman on News Talk Radio, CJAD 800.
Welcome back to Tech Talk, everyone. This program is brought to you in part by LG Canada and its award-winning Ergo monitors. Experience a comfortable, more flexible desktop setup. Ergo design brings an innovative ergonomic arm to fit your needs. Secure the stand, monitor, and cables with its C-clamp, one-click mount, and simple cable management in seconds. Easily adjust the pivot, height, and tilt, and work with improved posture and productivity. Head over to LG.ca to learn more about its award-winning Ergo monitors. Everything seems to be getting more expensive these days, am I right? Not just because of inflation, and on a related note, the cost to borrow money, of course, is up with higher interest rates, but for tech as well. Netflix cracked down on password sharing. Twitter is now charging for the blue verification check mark. Google Photos no longer offers unlimited storage. You get the idea. But not all tech is expensive. You already know this if you're one of the millions who rely on Zoho's productivity apps. Joining us to chat about Zoho and discuss it's finance-related apps for your small business or maybe your side hustle, we've got on the line Zoho's Shuntra Shaker, who goes by LSP, product evangelist for Zoho. Welcome back to the show, LSP. Good to talk to you.
Thank you very much, Mark. Happy to be back.
Before we talk about finance-related apps, please tell us a bit about Zoho.
Zoho is a technology company, Mark, and we provide tools for people who have a 9-to-5 job and who have a side hustle, who want to run a small business, or even if they're organized themselves as a business, we have tools to help them run their business. We have over 18 million users using our Zoho solutions worldwide.
Oh, wow. 18 million users. Congrats. And what devices can you use Zoho apps on? Is it tied to a Windows PC or something like that?
Thankfully, because we are cloud-based, it really doesn't matter. You know, you can be on Windows, you can be on Mac, whatever your choice of operating system is shouldn't really matter. All that you need to access the Zoho applications are a web browser, or if you are someone who spends most of the time and love doing things on mobile, everything that Zoho has is available on mobile apps.
All right. So all of the Zoho apps, including some of the finance-focused ones that we're going to look at today, you also have apps that you can download from the App Store for your smartphone or tablet.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Good one. All right. Let's now talk about Zoho's finance apps. Is this for things like doing your books, like invoicing, expensing, that kind of thing?
Oh, you covered everything right there. So I don't think I need to answer this question, Mark. But yes, absolutely. So it does all of the above and more.
So are these individual apps, like one for invoicing, one for expensing, one for customer relationship management, CRM, that kind of thing? Or there's also a suite that you offer, I guess, for small and medium-sized businesses, right?
Yes. And the sweet thing here, Mark, that I want to highlight is, as a business, you may be running multiple different tools. You may have your preferences of, let's say, doing your accounting with one software. But then, let's say, for expense management, or for, let's say, you are doing some business on eBay or you have an e-commerce website, and you want to basically collect payments using checkout software. So that can be from Zoho. So really, you can pick and choose whatever software you need for a specific purpose. Or if you want the full suite, that's also an option. So you can basically subscribe to inventory management, checkout, bookkeeping, expense management, invoicing, everything under Zoho, and then use it as a single suite. Really, we just make it easy for people to make choices for their business.
Speaking of making it easy for customers, you don't need to be a bookkeeper or an accountant to understand how to use these tools?
And that's where we do the heavy lifting, right? We just make it simple. So for example, let's say you are someone who's a handyman, and then you actually have a 9-to-5 job, and you basically help out people fixing their plumbing, fixing their roofing or whatever over the weekend. Guess what? You can send them a nice looking invoice without having to think about, hey, how much taxes do I collect depending on what region you are, and so on and so forth. So we really do the heavy lifting, and then you can just use your mobile phone and then add contacts of people who you're working with, and then send them out invoices, automatically notifying them, and also collecting payments automatically without having to necessarily do everything in cash. So we definitely do all the heavy lifting. You don't need to be someone who is very finance savvy. All that you just need to know is inputting data. That's all you need to know.
Speaking of which, I'm going to ask you about AI or artificial intelligence in a moment. That seems to be the big buzzword right now. But because Zoho's apps are cloud-based, just to confirm, everything is synchronized between all your devices, right? So if you are a contractor and you update something in your app, your Zoho app, and then when you go home to your computer, a PC or a Mac or a Chromebook, and you log into your Zoho account, everything will be there that you did on your phone too.
Absolutely.
We are chatting with Shuntra Shaker from Zoho. He's a product evangelist. He goes by LSP. And we are chatting about Zoho's finance apps in particular, because you also have other apps, right? Like a word processor, a spreadsheet creator, a presentation maker. You said there's like 50 apps, right?
That is correct, Mark. We have over 50 different applications. Productivity Collaboration is one of a popular one. Zoho Mail is a very popular email application that a lot of people use. So yeah, depending on what you're doing, let's say you want to do contact management, we have customer relationship management tools. So quite a few tools out there.
You have an advanced calendar as well.
Yes, we do. And also Zoho Booking. If you're a business that, let's say you want to kind of book time with people, consulting or some kind of, let's say, you know, coaching sessions because you are a mentor, or you can just use Zoho Bookings to do your calendar management.
Okay. Let's circle back and talk about finance apps and AI. Has Zoho added artificial intelligence into its apps?
Definitely, most definitely, Mark, because it is something that we have been working for a long time. In fact, you will see, for example, in the case of finance, I would basically highlight the Zoho Expense tool, which allows you to basically, if you use the Zoho Expense tool on your mobile phone, you can take a picture of a receipt in any language. We support quite a few languages. It could be a receipt that you get from Tim Hortons, maybe in Quebec in French. So you can basically scan that. And then the AI behind the scene automatically scans, it uses OCR, scans the receipt and automatically creates an expense report for you that can then be submitted to your customers or can help you also manage your expense management within your business.
So yeah, OCR stands for optical character recognition. So not only does it snap a photo of that receipt in this instance, but it'll import that information into text, a digital format, which then you can edit and send in an email or what have you. So very convenient. Yep. Yeah, AI seems to be the big buzzword right now. And as we wrap up, what's the pricing for the finance apps? We talked about that suite or bundle that's optional, the Finance Plus. But if you wanted to buy it sort of a la carte instead of a buffet or all you can eat model, mm-hmm. you can buy things individually, correct?
That is correct, Mark. And it comes down to this tool that you need. For example, if you're thinking about you need an invoicing solution for your side hustle, then Zoho Invoice is completely free in the sense there is no price plan for it. It's fully functional. It has all the bells and whistles, and it's completely free.
But not all your apps are completely free,
no,
right?
No, that's Zoho Invoice. So if you look at Zoho Expense, all the products that Zoho has, there is a free edition that you can use. Now, if you're looking for a starting price, the standard edition of Zoho Expense starts at $4 a month. And if you're looking at, let's say you want something to collect payments on your e-commerce website, something like Zoho Checkout, you're looking at $12 a month to use the checkout feature and so on.
All right. But there's a free trial for each one or a free option where
free
it's
option.
Just, so there is a free version of it, but you don't get all the bells and whistles, I'm assuming.
That is correct. That's when you basically, let's say the number of payments that you can take on the free version could be limited to 50 mm-hmm. or 100 a month versus, let's say, if you're going up to over that number, when you cross the threshold, that's when, I mean, you pay as you grow. That's the philosophy of Zoho.
Right. It's scalable. And then the best website to get going?
Zoho.com. You can basically explore everything that Zoho has to offer.
All right. That's Zoho.com, Zoho.com. And we've been chatting with LSP from Zoho. Thanks so much for carving out some time to chat with us. I appreciate it. Good to talk to you.
Pleasure. Thank you very much, Mark.
Hey, I mentioned my social media handles earlier in the show, but I'll mention them again because I don't want Tech Talk to just be this 1 hour a week, one-way chat about tech, right? I love to hear from Tech Talk listeners, so I'm going to spell my name in a moment, but I'm on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, and even TikTok, where I post videos on how to get more out of your tech. I link to my reviews. You'll hear radio and podcast interviews like the ones from this hour and a lot more. So it's Mark Saltzman, MarkSaltzman. Mark Saltzman. And you can find me on all those social platforms. One more thank you to the title sponsor of this program. This show is powered by Epson EcoTank, one of the biggest innovations in the printer space to date. If you have not yet heard of the EcoTank family of all-in-one printers, which of course are also scanners and copiers, out of the box, they ship with up to 2 years worth of ink. When it's time to buy more ink, they're in bottles instead of cartridges, saving you up to 80%. Epson EcoTank printers work wirelessly with all your devices. Check out Epson EcoTank in store now or online at epson.ca/ecotank. Have a great rest of your weekend, everyone, and I look forward to catching up with you next weekend for another episode of Tech Talk.